For the past 4 weeks, we've been lighting our Advent candles. The first one was a candle that reminded us we were looking for a shepherd. The second one was a candle reminding us that we were looking for forgiveness, which we needed because God had been shoved out of his rightful position in our lives. Then we had a candle which reminds us that we are looking for joy. And then last week, we had a candle that reminded us we were looking for a son. And this year, this week, we light not only those four candles, but we also light the white one in the middle, which reminds us that unto us a son has been born.
Good job, Don.
I notice they're leaving it to you. Yes. Shepherds, joy, forgiveness. Okay.
Visitors from the East. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is this newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." After this interview, the wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child was with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Okay. Thank you. Now, it was a tradition of our church that we that smaller people were able to come up here and spend this time with me, and I largely ignored the rest of you. It's such a long time since I've done that, I decided since it was Christmas morning, I was going to do it again. So, if you are a smaller person, I would like you to come and sit down here. Silas, you can, yes, that's great. Theo, okay, just sit down. Just if you come in the front here, and that's it, Gracie. Just a little bit further back, because I need to have a little bit of room. Caleb, yes, you are. No, you're not really very small. Are people who once did it allowed to do it again? What a good question. The answer is no. I had enough trouble with you when you were children to deal with you as young adults, I think, would be almost impossible. Not you specifically, Caleb, but, you know. Okay. Where's Nina? Oh, out. Okay. All right. Now, you can see, if you just move so that you can, do you see that? How many of you have seen those sometime during the past few weeks? Do you know what it is? Yeah?
It's the stable,
right. And have you seen one? Have you seen a few of them? Okay, we're going to talk about them in a minute. But I've got something over here which I think you may have seen a lot more of. You may have even seen some this morning. Have you seen any of those today?
Yeah.
Right, well, you see, these came from under our Christmas tree. So these are real. This is a real deal. As you can see, we haven't opened our Christmas presents yet. But I'm going to bring them over here so that you can see them a little bit better. So what do you think that is? You can shake it. You can. you want with it. I'll put them up here so that people can see them a little better. Okay. What about that one? No. Is that heavy or what? Baking? I don't know. I don't know. We can't open them until later. We're not allowed to open. I have this rule in my house that I don't open Christmas presents until Christmas morning. And Christmas morning here in my house was a little bit frenetic. A little bit, there was all sorts of things going on because I had to get to go to church, you know? And so did you. And so that's that. What about this one? Can you tell me anything about that one? I tell you what, Gracie, there's one here which actually has your name on it. So I'm not going to allow you to shake that. There we go. Anybody but Gracie can touch this one. What do you think that is? If you work it out, don't tell me. Or only whisper it. Any idea about that? Okay. What? A giant what? Oh. Okay. And then there's that. Okay, so. Oh. What were we going to do? What did I say we were going to do right at the beginning? Yeah, we were, weren't we? Can you see what's happened? All of the presents that have, you can't see the manger. You can't see that. You can't see it because all of the things that we have gotten in the way. Haven't they? Oh, but hold on, this one's a bit different. This is just a bag. Now there's some things in there. Would you like to pull that out? Put your hand in there and see if you can find something. Okay. You want to pull one out, Theo? There's something in there. And there's a third one in there, too. Now, you see those? Yeah, you see those were the ones I just put them in the bag because it was. But there's something wrong with those. What's wrong with them?
They say happy birthday?
Well, that's weird. Isn't that strange? I mean, it's Christmas. You don't wrap things up with birthday paper on Christmas, do you? You do? Why?
Jesus' birthday.
Wow, you're right. Now, so let's just... Silas, do you want to come and help me so that we can just move a few of the... We're going to have to move all of the things that we like out of the way for a few minutes so that we can see what's over here. Okay, now, can you help me move a few of these? Just so that we can see that again. Okay, so we can see that now. Okay, that's fine. Now, there it is, the baby. Now, there's some people that are missing from there. Now, if you go over there, you might find some other people who you can go and get. You can go and look, and if you find them, you can bring them to me. Gosh, that's great. You found them. Now, can anybody tell me who these guys are? Yeah? The three wise men. Actually, I just want you to know this. The Bible doesn't tell us there were three of them. The Bible just tells us that they were wise men or kings. They were important people. That's all it tells us. But they, what did they do? They brought... they bought presents because it was
Jesus' birthday.
Right. Now, if you can all open those and you can find out what it was that, because they bought birthday presents, because they'd never heard of Christmas. No, they hadn't. Isn't that weird? They never heard of Christmas. All they knew was that this baby had been born and that they had to bring him special. Now, if you look inside, you'll see what they brought him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it? Yeah, because they came a bit, the baby was a bit bigger, actually, when the wise men came. So if you open those, you'll find out what it is that he brought them. What have you got there, Theo? A piece of paper with gold on it. I know it would have been better if I'd given you a piece of gold, wouldn't it? But you know, I haven't got enough of that to give away. But it's a piece of paper with gold on it because it's to tell you that one of the things that they gave him was gold, and it was gold because this baby was extremely precious, and they wanted him to know that. They thought he was really, really important. And gold is something. What do you know about gold? It's expensive. Absolutely right. It's expensive. Maybe if your dad was feeling really wealthy this year, he got your mom some gold for Christmas. You never know. But, I'm in trouble now. But, yes, this was a really, really expensive gift. Now, okay, so one of the kings brought him gold. What do we got there? What have you got?
A piece of paper with frankincense on it.
A piece of paper with frankincense on it. Yes, because they also gave him... Now, frankincense was really, really valuable too. Now, do you know anything else about frankincense? Do you know anything else?
It smells good and you can burn it.
It smells good and you can burn it. Absolutely right. And do you know where people burn frankincense sometimes? On altars, absolutely right. So they came, they bought frankincense because they wanted to honor the baby because they knew that he was somebody important to their faith. He was somebody who would be in by altars, who would go to churches, who would actually share something really important about their faith. Okay, so that one guy brought gold, one guy brought, well, frankincense, or maybe two or three bought each of those. But and what's the last one we have here? Okay. It's myrrh. It's myrrh. Now, there's a lot of people think that myrrh is another thing, a bit like frankincense, that you burn and that it makes a nice smell and those sorts of things. But it represents all sorts of different things. It represents the fact that they were saying that they would serve him. They would serve him with their lives. And then also, it tells us that one day, he was going to die. He was going to die to save us from our sins. And that's why he came. He came firstly so that we could celebrate. So we right at the beginning of his life, we could celebrate his birthday. And then at Easter time, we could remember that he died. And even that, when we understand that, even that is a reason to celebrate. Because the fact that he died means that we, when we believe in him, we can spend eternity with him. So, this Christmas, we need to make sure that we get all of our stuff out the way. For at least some of the time. And we make sure that all of our stuff doesn't hide him. I mean, Jesus, I'm sure, loves the fact that we have a great time on his birthday. But can you imagine what it would be like if on your birthday, You know, when the wise men, if on your birthday, nobody took any notice of you whatsoever, can you imagine what that would be like? It would be awful, wouldn't it? You would feel upset, angry, wouldn't know what to do. This is my birthday, and all you're doing is taking notice of yourselves. So we would, let's make sure that this Christmas we take some notice of whose birthday it is and why we have Christmas at all. Okay? You may go back to your seats right now. And just as we, just before we sing our last carol, I want to read to you something that I read this morning because one of my sisters-in-law shared this. And I think for us it's a wonderful encapsulation of all of the things that we've been talking about. She was 5. Sure of her facts. And she recited them slowly with great solemnity. Convinced of every word was a revelation. She said, they were poor. They had only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to eat. They went a long way from home without getting lost. The lady rode a donkey, the man walked, and the baby was inside the lady. They had to stay in a stable with an ox and ass. But three rich men found them because a star lighted up the roof. Shepherds came and they could pet the sheep but not feed them. Then the baby was born. Do you know who he was? Quarter eyes inflated to silver dollars. The baby was God. And she jumped in the air, whirled round, dove into the sofa and buried her head in the cushion, which is the only proper response to the good news of the incarnation. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the amazing joy of the baby born in Bethlehem. Forgive us for the times when we allow so much of the celebration that we enjoy to get in the way of remembering whose birthday it is. But Father, we know that it was your birthday and we thank you. And we ask that we will continue to remember whose birthday it is as we celebrate, not despite you, but with you. For we ask it in your name. Amen.